WWE superstar Jade Cargill coming to the PPG Paints Arena with Friday Night SmackDown tomorrow night.
So when you were going to get your master's degree in child psychology, when and ever did you ever think to yourself, you know something, time out, I'm going to pause this career path and I'm going to become a WWE superstar. Did you ever imagine that at that time?
No, not at all. And I still aspire to work in the field. But at the time I was 25 years old, and mentally dealing with the kids, as you all know, is a lot, right? It's a lot. And I was working with 70% foster kids. So I'm from the country. I'm not used to the city life, and working with kids who are from the city, it's so much more accumulating when it comes to dealing with kids from the inner city. And I would come home about 3-4 days a week crying, in which I was like, I can't do this right now. And at that time, luckily, wrestling had just entered my life. And I was like, okay, like you said, I'm gonna put this on pause. Yep. And later on in life, when I'm mentally mature, I'm gonna come back to it. If you are in that type of field, you have to love what you're doing. And I loved what I was doing. And I couldn't fathom that I couldn't save every kid at the time. And that's something that later on in life, I'm going to go back to, and I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna have more of a mental mature mindset about it.
True or false, are you going to be on Celebrity Family Feud?
True. And that was amazing. And actually I'm shocked that I was on it before my husband, because he's a huge Family Feud guy. He's a huge Steve Harvey guy. So when he found out I was going to be on it with Bianca against Montez, he was like, I'm so jealous. Like, oh my gosh, go out there, kill it. Like, and then when I can't tell you, obviously I can't tell you what happened, but he wasn't too happy. Let's just say that.
Boo! See, you're controlling this weather. Boo!
Yeah, I can't go into details, but just know he was just like, because, like, when I tell you, this man watches this show almost every night, if not every other night. He loves the show. Loves the show. So the fact that I got it before he did, I was like,
I love this. I love it. To all of our young females and our older females, we have a huge female audience. You're such a role model. Talk about your signature move that is now called the Jada. Can you describe how that came to be and exactly what it is?
So Cody Rhodes is actually the person who named that for me, because I was trying to go through all these names. I'm like, should I do Eye of the Storm? Should I do this? He was like, I think jaded is fine. Like, you know, the definition of jaded,
right,
it goes right along with what you're doing. Beth Phoenix is a huge inspiration of mine as well. I think it's a strong move. One of my coworkers at my old company was like, hey, you need to do something where you see the person's face, you see the fear in the person's face, you can control it in so many different ways. You can make it your own by doing your signature pose, which is my licking my fingers at the end. And reel people in that way. And so it was just something, and it shows your strength. Picking somebody up the way you are, you see their facial expression, you see the fear that they have in their eyes. I mean, it's named Jaded. I feel like it's one of one. I love my finish. I didn't want to change it at all when I came to the company. Thankfully, they let me have it. It's just a strong, dominating finish.
Jade, I don't know if Melanie, I hope you're impressed. I spent 25 years in the world of professional wrestling, having actually wrestled for WWE on multiple occasions. And Melanie always makes fun of me because I bring it up all the time. That's how Corey Graves and I know each other. Melanie makes fun of me.
Put in time.
Melanie makes fun of me. And I went through this whole interview without bringing it up. Mel, aren't you proud of me?
No, he brought it up. I'm always like, what happened? Why are we talking to Jade and not talking to you right now? You're on radio.
No, you know what? Listen, he put in his time. I respect that. I totally respect it, because wrestling is a grind. And people don't understand how much you have to love this.
I finished a match with a compound fracture of my hand with the bone sticking out. Trust me, I know. Ooh. Yes, I know. But Jade, you're coming to Pittsburgh tomorrow night, SmackDown, right here inside the PPG Paints Arena. There are still a few tickets available on sale, but they're selling fast. How excited are you going to be to wrestle here in Pittsburgh?
I'm excited. I mean, we got matches from LA and versus Styles. We have Bayley versus Naomi, and then we have a SmackDown tag match. So you guys, let's see what's going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully you see me kicking some butt.
Yeah. And
You guys can come and get tickets at Ticketmaster.
Absolutely. SmackDown coming back to the Burg tomorrow night. Get on national TV. If you haven't been to a WWE show, it is one of the most entertaining things you can possibly do. Jade, I need, before we let you go, one thing. We have a pair of tickets to give away right now at 412-922-1007. But we're going to let you give it away to caller number 10. Give away a pair of tickets.
Come on, caller number 10.
412-922-1007. Tickets to see SmackDown. Jade Cargill, you're amazing. You're an inspiration, as Melanie said. Good luck. Stay healthy. And thanks for being on Bubba Show.
Thank you for having me on the Bubba Show.
You're awesome. Yay, Jade Cargill, everybody.
Thank you. Woo!